This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at southdakotachannel.org.
Almighty God, we thank you for your gifts of mercy and grace to each one of us. But Father, we come again knowing that you are the giver of all that is good and perfect. We ask for the ability to conduct the affairs of the Senate here this day. We ask that you be with our families and the staff here. And Father, we ask that you also touch our military, be with them, and give their leaders wisdom. And Father, we will look forward to the answers to our prayers. For this I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Secretary, call the roll, please.
Senators Bradford, Brown, Buell, O'Donnell, Kamak, Curd, Ewing, Feagin, Frerichs, Greenfield, Hager, Haverly, Heineman, Heinert, Holeen, Hunoff, Jensen, Monroe, Norstrup, Olson, Omdahl, Otten, Parsley, Peters, Peterson, Rampelberg, Rush, Shorma, Soholt, Solano, Sutton, Tiedemann, Thiessen, Van Gerpen, Valley, and White. Quorum present, Mr. President.
Approval of the journal, please.
The Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the fourth day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Senator Kamak, Chair.
All those in favor of adoption of the journal signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. It is so approved. We'll take a little pause here and welcome all of you to your state senate, especially those who are physically here, but also those who are watching us over live stream and our friends at public broadcasting. I know that all of you came, like we did, to celebrate Angie Buell O'Donnell's birthday. Is it happy birthday? Yay!
Thank you, Mr. President. I hear 31's the new 30, so I'm really crossing my fingers on that.
Say again?
31's the new 30, right?
Oh, sure.
You sound really unconvinced.
I still think you're the youngest here, though, aren't you? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so apologetic. 20, 24, and 25. Well, we'll just say that. Anyway, I think that that's good modeling. Thank you, especially for our guests here today. In addition to all the other people here, we have, thank you, the families of South Dakota Birth Matters for serving us our lunch, and they're going to have a Q&A on the midwife bills today at 3:30 in the Visitor Center. So please stand so we can thank you for the meals. Thanks. And we have... For those of you who don't know this, we're always blessed to have doctors that donate their whole day to take care of us. And their partners take care of their work back home. And on this day, we're really honored to have Dr. Rob Allison, who is from Pierre, but more importantly than that, obviously, he's with the Avera Medical Group here, and he did his residency at the Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha, and he's a fellow of the American College of Physicians. He's been involved in medical leadership through the association since 1998 and as a past president of the association and as a delegate and very involved in his activities. But I want to go further and not only thank you for taking care of us, Dr. Allison, but thank you for what you've done for us, along with other senators here, including Senator Brown, for being part of the leadership of our primary care task force. It's in a short period of time resulted in some amazing things for youth that want to go into medicine and in this state. And I know that you're working on other things, but a lot of people could just go and practice medicine, which you do very well. And we're grateful not only personally for your friendship, for your leadership in South Dakota and taking care of our illnesses today. So thank you. Any other personal privileges? Okay. Obviously, everyone's welcome to stay here. Let me describe. We're going through some pretty preliminary things. We'll go through those quickly, and then we'll get on to a few bills. We're at the beginning of session, so we don't have a lot of legislation to debate. A couple of items that we'll talk about, but otherwise we'll move slowly through that, but quickly through this first part, and I'll explain it to you. So we will now proceed with the reports of standing committees.
The Committee on Ag and Natural Resources reports that it has had under consideration the following bill, Senate Bill 23, and recommends do pass amended consent calendar. Senator Kamak, Chair. And the Committee on Judiciary reports that it has had under consideration Senate Bills 19 and 55, and recommends do pass. Senator Teason, Chair. And then the Committee on Commerce and Energy reports that it has had under consideration Senate Bill 42 and recommends that said bill do pass amended. And then it has four executive appointments. The first one is an appointment. They're all four of them are to the Board of Economic Development. The appointment of Norbert Sabati of Pennington County, Rapid City, South Dakota. And then we have the reappointment of Theodore H. Husted of Pennington County, Wall, South Dakota, and the reappointment of Donald L. Ketterling, Yankton County, Yankton, South Dakota, and the reappointment of Pat L. Prostrello of Lake County, Madison, South Dakota. And these are all to the Board of Economic Development, and they're all to be placed on the consent calendar. Senator Curd, Chair.
Next item of business is messages, please.
Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has adopted the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to setting the compensation schedule for the elective and appointed officers and employees of the Senate and House for the 91st legislative session. The report of the Joint Select Committee for the purpose of securing chaplains for the 91st legislative session. The report of the Joint Select Committee for the purpose of arranging legislative days for members, officers, and employees of the House and Senate. The report of the Joint Select Committee relative to making arrangements for the distribution of the official directory, Senate and House journals, and other legislative printings. And finally, the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to making arrangements for memorial recognition of deceased former members of the Senate and House. Respectfully, Arlene Kvislin, Chief Clerk.
We're on to motions and resolutions. Senators, this is a little unusual because we've already taken action as it relates to the joint rules, and the House is going to debate those today. We have our own rules, especially for our new members, the Senate rules. We adopted the temporary ones, so this is a motion now by Senator Brown to adopt them as permanent, to match up with what we did before. So that was the background for this next motion. Please proceed.
Senator Brown moves that the temporary Senate rules of the 90th legislative session be made the permanent Senate rules of the 91st legislative session.
Any comments on that motion? Hearing none. This is a roll call vote. The question before the Senate is Senator Brown's motion that the temporary Senate rules of the 90th legislative session be made the permanent Senate rules for our current session, the 91st. Those in favor of that motion will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Madam Secretary, call the roll, please.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Buell O'Donnell?
Aye.
Kamak?
Aye.
Curd?
Aye.
Ewing?
Aye.
Feagin?
Aye.
Frerichs?
Aye.
Greenfield? Hager?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heineman?
Aye.
Heinert?
Aye.
Holeen?
Aye.
Hanoff?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Nordstrup?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Amdahl?
No.
Otten?
Aye.
Parsley?
Aye.
Peters? Peterson?
Aye.
Rampelberg?
Aye.
Rush?
Aye.
Shorma?
Aye.
Soholt?
Aye.
Solano?
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Van Gerpen.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 34 yeas, one nay.
Thank you. Senator Brown's motion that the permanent rules were the temporary rules now for the 91st session, having received a majority vote of the members-elect, is hereby declared passed, and those rules are so adopted. We're on to the consent calendar. We have three bills that are in the consent calendar. In the Senate, we act on these as a group. And we don't have electronic voting, and so this is an efficiency mechanism. Consent calendar bills are bills that came out of committees unanimously. Any senator may pull to have a debate tomorrow on any of these bills, and we don't have anybody doing that now. No debate is allowed. God bless you. No debate is allowed, but as an efficiency perspective, questions may be asked and answered of the sponsors. None of these have been pulled, so let's proceed with consent calendar, second reading.
Senate Bill 37, an act to adopt the 2015 edition of the Uniform Plumbing Code. Senate Bill 39, an act to revise certain provisions concerning fees for sponsored captive insurance companies. And Senate Bill 40, an act to revise signature and seal requirements for the Board of Technical Professions.
Senate Bills 37, 39, and 40, having received a second reading, are up for consideration and final passage. Any questions, Senators, on any of these bills? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bills 37, 39, and 40. Those in favor of final passage will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Madam Secretary, call the roll, please.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell O'Donnell.
Aye.
Kamak.
Aye.
Kurd.
Aye.
Ewing. Fegan.
Aye.
Frerichs.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Hager.
Aye.
Haverly.
Aye.
Heinemann.
Aye.
Heinert.
Aye.
Holeen.
Aye.
Hunoff.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Norstrup.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Amdahl.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Parsley.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rush.
Aye.
Shorma.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Solano.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Van Gerpen.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
White. Mr. President, there are 35 yeas.
Thank you very much. Senate Bills 37, 39, and 40, having received a majority vote of the members-elect, are all hereby declared passed. Senators, any questions on any of these titles? Titles are approved then, and now we'll go to our debate calendar. We have a couple of bills today that are subject to debate and discussion. Madam Secretary, please proceed with 38.
Senate Bill 38, an act to revise certain provisions concerning bail bonds persons.
Senate Bill 38, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks on Senate Bill 38? Wow. I would have lost that bet. Senator Bradford.
Well, it's only the right thing to do to have the oldest guy in the building speak first, isn't it? So, I really wouldn't be speaking first, except the chairman, the good senator chairman, penalized me for not putting this on consent. It's an interesting bill. We need to talk a little bit anyway, and you guys will all know that probably I'm the most knowledgeable on bondsmen anyway. So I will talk about the what happened here is was a little bit concerned to me. But prior to this bill, if you became applied to be a bondsman, they did a background check. But it was only a South Dakota bond check. Now, you mean to tell me that you would think that if the importance of a bondsman, you would check every single thing there is, the federal, anything else. Not so. In other words, you could have done something federally. I did ask the question, well, if you did it federally within South Dakota, would have been checked, and he couldn't even answer that for me. But it for sure is now. But if you did it in Oklahoma, New Mexico, or some other state and applied to be a bondsman, you wouldn't have had a check federally on that till this bill. So it is a good thing. The other thing it did is that no longer can a bondsman bond himself. And I didn't realize that. You can't bond yourself. So the thing was, the example he used was that I could go home, beat up the wife, come back, get bonded out, go home, beat her up again, and kind of keep doing these things. But now you can't do that. So this is probably something that should have been done. I sure didn't realize that the background check didn't. So with that, I urge you to vote for the bill.
I want to, before I call on anybody else that might have some pithy remarks, that we are have some sound system issues, and so if anybody's listening or for the record, it's my obligation to make it very clear that Senator Bradford said that he was the most experienced as it related to bonds, not bombs. Okay, so this is about bonds. B-O-N-D-S, if the court reporter would sure note that for the record, Your Honor. Thank you very much. And it was a powerful, persuading speech. Any other comments? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 38. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell O'Donnell.
Aye.
Kamak.
Aye.
Kurd. Ewing.
Aye.
Fagan.
Aye.
Frerichs.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Hager.
Aye.
Haverly.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Heinert.
Aye.
Holin.
Aye.
Hunoff.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Nordstrup.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Amdahl.
Aye.
Otten. Parsley.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rush.
Aye.
Shorma.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Solano.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Van Gerpen.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 35 yeas.
Thank you, ma'am. Senate Bill 38, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any title questions? Title's approved. Way to go, Senator Bradford. Out of the gate, man. First bill of the session. Next bill, please.
Senate Bill 41, an act to revise certain provisions related to the Board of Technical Professions.
Senate Bill 41, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Senator Nordstrup, what did you do to inherit this? So.
I did not keep this off consent, so I'm not sure why I'm pitching it. Senate Bill 41 is really a cleanup bill. It has really minor changes, deleting expert witness in a couple areas, and just makes the legislation more consistent with other parts of the code, and also references the proper International Code Council. So pretty simple little bill of 7 pages. So just ask for your support. Thank you.
Thank you. Further remarks or an hour of questions? No? Sorry, you're getting off. Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 41. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Bradford. Buell O'Donnell. Brown. I forgot. Brown. Kamak.
Aye.
Kurd.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye.
Fagan.
Aye.
Frerichs.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Hager.
Aye.
Haverly.
Aye.
Heinemann.
Aye.
Heinert.
Aye.
Holin. Hunoff.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Nordstrup.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Amdahl.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Parsley.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rush.
Aye.
Shorma.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Solano.
Aye.
Sutton. Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Van Gerpen.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Buell O'Donnell.
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 35 yeas.
Senate Bill 41, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any title questions? Title's approved. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, the House did pass the adoption of those joint rules. And so what we're going to do is revert back to order of business 7 to hear that message. So that's, unless there's an objection, we'll go to that. And then we have a motion that will now, under our new protocol, allow the bills that were sent to Senate Appropriations to go to the Joint Committee under the new rules. So since they acted, we can go ahead and complete that loop. So at this time, we'll revert to order of business 7. Messages, ma'am.
I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has adopted the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to the joint rules for the two houses for the 91st legislative session. Arlene Kvislin, Chief Clerk.
Motions and resolutions.
Senator Peters moves that Senate Bills 10, 11, 12, 16, 17, 18, 36, 43, 46, 47, 48, and 49 be referred from the Senate Appropriations Committee to the Joint Committee on Appropriations.
Any comments? Hearing none, all those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. They are so re-referred. Announcements. Any announcements, Senator Peters?
Thank you, Mr. President. We have appropriations bill hearings 3 o'clock this afternoon from 3 to 5. We're going to listen to about 5 or 6 different bills. And then we're back up in appropriations tomorrow morning starting at 8 till noon. We're going to have, We'll have transportation, revenue, and labor and regulations. And then tomorrow afternoon from 3 to 5, we'll have more bill hearings. Typically, they were going to be the Department of Labor bills tomorrow afternoon from 3 to 5. So we got a busy couple of days ahead.
Outstanding. Senator Ewing.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Local Government tomorrow, Wednesday, in room 412 at 7:45 a.m. sharp. We'll be considering Senate Bill number 2. Thank you.
Senator Kamak.
Senate State Affairs, room 414, Wednesday, January 20th, 10 a.m.
10 a.m., State Affairs. Senator Valley.
Senate Transportation, room 423, 8 o'clock. We're going to be talking about truck configurations and overweights. Thank you.
Excuse me? I'm trying to lose weight. You were talking about trucks. Senator Rampelberg.
Thank you, Mr. President. Health and Human Services tomorrow morning at 10. We've got a couple bills to take a look at.
Outstanding. Senator Monroe, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. President. We're delighted just to see you once more.
You too, sir.
What's happening tomorrow? We have a Senate Taxation Committee at 10 o'clock. We'll be busy. We'll be having two bills. Big bills. Thank you, Mr.
Excellent.
President.
Senator Hager.
Mr. President, thank you. Tomorrow morning will be the kickoff of Catacombs Caucus every Wednesday at 7 a.m. to 7:30. It'll be done promptly at 7:30, so you can run off to your early morning committees. Representative Roger Hunt is giving the devotional, Governor's Large Conference Room.
Thank you. Senator Greenfield, hello.
Well, hello, Mr. President. Thank you, Mr. President. I've been asked to point to a couple of events tonight. We have the Alec Wine and Cheese and Swiss Steak function going on at the Log Cabin from 6:30 till 9:30, and also the Stock Growers will be in town there across the river at the American from 6 until 9.
Thank you.
Thank you
very much. And we also have at 3 o'clock, I've been given a note here, an informational session on the Dakota Access Pipeline, and that's in 423, Dakota Access Pipeline 423. Anything else? Ladies and gentlemen, Senator Curd. Yes, sir.
Mr. President, I have a question.
State your question.
I just wondered if you were aware that on today's date in 1840 in naval history, the USS Vincennes, commanded by Lieutenant Charles Wilkes, became the first U.S. Navy ship to reach the Antarctic continent. I'm sure you knew that, being an astute historian and a naval member.
I did not.
Thank you very much.
But thank you as an Air Force man for, you know, running in both lanes. That's super. Thank you. Okay, you're up, madam.
Senator Peterson moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
Whoa. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Happy birthday, Senator Buell O'Donnell.